for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. It's Wednesday. It is hump day. It is the middle of the week. It's all downhill from here. Congratulations on making it this far. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Hi, Frankie. Hi, everybody. Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is here with sports. This is his last day before he heads down to Florida. Ooh. To become a big movie star. Here's what we are going to be talking about around the water cooler today. A very well-known face, a GOP firebrand, is under investigation. Apparently, he is tied to a sex trafficking investigation. We'll tell you about that. Also, I got another letter from Governor Cuomo.
Oh, mm-hmm. You guys
right
are,
to my email. So I'll tell you. I'll tell you what he says about sporting events and people attending them. Also, coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, riverboats and the railway. When it comes to travel post-COVID, vacationers are going back to the basics.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a Jet Set Juliet travel report that's worth staying tuned for. We got a lot coming your way. That's true. That's true. And by the way, if people ever miss the Jet Set Juliet travel report, I want to encourage you to follow our Instagram account, because we have a lot of interesting exclusive Juliet content on there. 77WABC. Early morning news, and the content out of yesterday alone is worth the follow, believe me.
Absolutely.
5:07, time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Here is our friend Lou Adams, who a lot of people are saying is all business, no matter how hard we try to joke around with him. Lou, you wouldn't agree with that description, would you?
Good morning. We have big trouble right off the bat in the Bronx, 95 southbound after Westchester Avenue. All lanes are closed because of a police investigation. If you're not in a truck, you want to go with the hutch. In New Jersey, eastbound 78, accident after exit 12. Grand Central still has construction westbound around the City Field area, and traffic sponsored by LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Tax season can be a big headache if identity thieves steal personal info from your tax forms. LifeLock helps protect, monitor and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lucif. It is 5:07 right now, WABC Early News Time, 51 degrees in Manhattan. We are going to have a... Well, as far as temperature goes, not too bad, but it's going to be a lousy day. We'll have cloudy skies, then periods of rain throughout the afternoon, a high of about 63, and that's pretty much it. We're also going to have rain tonight and rain tomorrow morning, light rain, not too bad, high of about 49 tomorrow. We're going to have some gusty winds at certain points. And on Friday, well, it's going to be a mix of sun and clouds, so that's good news. The bad news is it's going to get back down to the 40s, the very low 40s, as a matter of fact. But Saturday and Sunday look better. Saturday, a high of about 55 degrees with lots of sun. Sunday, 57 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. And once again, it is 51 degrees here in Manhattan.
This is the WABC Early News.
You are listening to the 77 WABC Early News, where we bring you more news in 90 minutes than the all news stations do all day. We have Sid Rosenberg coming up at 5:15 with sports. Here's a story not necessarily related to sports, but does have something to do with a sports figure. Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Strahan is blitzing social media with a new look. The former New York Giants defensive end posted a video showing he filled the gap between his two front teeth. Strahan said he did it for himself and didn't huddle up with loved ones because they would have tried talking him out of it. But with a day of trick plays coming up this week, tomorrow is, of course, April Fool's Day, some are skeptical that Strahan actually followed through. Mm. Some fans mention that because April Fool's Day is tomorrow, he's just trying to pull a prank on everyone.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
You are.
I'm going to go with that.
You're not buying it.
No.
Okay.
No. At this point in your life, why would you do it?
Plus, it's become such a staple of who he is. It's like if Ed Koch stopped stuttering or...
Yeah.
And we saw how that worked out for Jennifer Grey. She had all these incredible acting roles.
Oh, I know. That's very true.
And she fixed her nose and no one recognized her.
Well, who was it? Claudia Schiffer, who had a little space in between. I mean, it's very sexy on women, I have to say.
I am.
Depending on the woman.
A little bit of a gap, which I don't like because sometimes it leads me to accidentally whistle when I say
S. Yeah.
So it can
like
be
the
annoying.
Like the old man pervert guy on
Family Guy. Great show, best show.
Oh, it's fantastic. So you heard Deb mention this just a few minutes ago, but cops did arrest the man. They say viciously attacked that 65-year-old Asian woman over there near Times Square on 43rd Street. I guess it's the Hell's Kitchen area, technically. His name is Brandon Elliott. He's 38 years old. He's facing several charges, including assault and hate crime charges, according to the NYPD. And he is on lifetime parole. Listen to this. He was released from prison in 2019 after murdering his own mother in 2002. Why did he get out? I don't understand this. It makes me crazy. Anyway, I went crazy, speaking of, on my Instagram yesterday. I did a 3-minute video where I went ballistic and cursed like a sailor. And I'm very sorry if you saw that, but I am just sickened by seeing the video of the man, not only the woman being having the crap kicked out of her, but these two idiots that are just standing there. And then a third one comes up just standing there and then close the door. These doormen, apparently, according to Brodsky, the company that owns the building that these doormen work for, they've been suspended. And good. I'm glad about that. Anyway, this guy's on lifetime parole, released for murdering his mom. And the woman has been discharged from the hospital. She reportedly, among other things, has a broken pelvis.
Oh, boy.
Horrible.
Jeez.
Horrible story.
Well, Chipotle is serving up something special this week. The restaurant chain says it will give away $100,000 in cryptocurrency as part of a contest celebrating National Burrito Day tomorrow. In order to win, fans will have to try to guess a valid 6-digit code at burritos or bitcoin.com. Correct guesses will leave 3 people with $25,000 in Bitcoin and 50 with $500 worth. 10,000 people can also win a free burrito.
Fabulous news. We got to do a new Biden approval poll. It apparently shows him doing well when it comes to handling the pandemic. 65% say he's doing a good job there. They are not happy with his handling of the border crisis, and it is a crisis. Only 34% say he's doing well there. Meantime, 52% of those surveyed says that he's doing a good job overall, and that's up a bit from the last poll. As far as Trump voters go specifically, 30% say they approve of Biden's COVID policy.
All right, Mayor Bill de Blasio says congestion pricing is long overdue. It comes as the Biden administration moves to advance the measure, with the Department of Transportation authorizing a federally required environmental assessment and public outreach period. In a statement, the mayor thanked federal officials for a smart approach to congestion and more reliable funding for mass transit. De Blasio says mass transit is the present and future of the city and is excited to jumpstart this program in order to build a recovery.
A 7-day trip that takes you around the entire country for less than $1,000. I'm going to tell you how to book it on your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. And Sid is up with sports after the break.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right, 5:18, 5:15. It is time for sports with Sid Rosenberg here on the 77 WABC Early News. Hello there, Sid.
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. Excuse me. We'll start with the college basketball. The Final Four is all set. Saturday night in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. We've got the Final Four in college basketball. Of course, the championship game comes your way Monday night. Gonzaga looking to be the only unbeaten team to win this thing in about 50 years. They remained unbeaten, beating USC last night.
That'll do it. Gonzaga is going to the Final Four. They are unbeaten with history in their crosshairs. Commanding win over a team that many thought would give them a push tonight. Not the case. They led wire to wire.
Kevin Harlan on the call. Gonzaga moves on. They'll take on UCLA. UCLA gets the upset late last night, held on to beat the Michigan Wolverines 51-49. So now here's your action for Saturday night. It'll be Baylor taking on Houston, Gonzaga taking on UCLA before the big one comes your way on Monday night. NHL last night, the Rangers skated past the Capitals 5-2. The Devils suffered a 5-4 loss to the Bruins. NBA tonight, the Brooklyn Nets are back at it. They'll host the Houston Rockets, and the Knickerbockers are in Minnesota taking on the T-Wolves. But, of course, tomorrow, everybody, opening day for Major League Baseball. The Yankee game is in jeopardy. Rain tomorrow may, in fact, have a rainout in the Bronx. Yankees are set to host Toronto at 1 o'clock. Mets are in Washington. ESPN, 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the Nationals. And Jacob DeGrom, for the third consecutive year, will start opening day for the Mets. Here is DeGrom on his opening day start.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. You know, I've said it before, every time I'm able to put this uniform on, I'm honored. You know, I'm thankful to be able to play the game that I love for a living, and then to be the opening day starter is a huge honor for me. And, you know, it's still a day and a half away, but I'm already nervous, so looking forward to it.
Very, very exciting. Again, baseball season starts tomorrow. The Yankees hosting the Jays in the Bronx at 1. The Mets in Washington for the Nationals at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
95 in the Bronx remains closed on the southbound side around Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation. Non-truck should go with the hutch, and we still have construction in Queens on the Grand Central, westbound around the City Field area, blocking two lanes. In New Jersey, on the Turnpike, northbound truck lanes at exit 9, stalled tractor trailer on the entrance ramp. On 78, accident eastbound after exit 12, blocking two lanes. So far, we're in pretty good shape at the Lincoln Tunnel, the Holland, and the George Washington Bridge. And on the Long Island Railroad, buses replaced the trains this morning between Ronkonkoma and Greenport because of track work. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Lou. Are Americans getting back to work? Frank has your business news and the jobs update. Also, the battle over big cruise ships versus riverboats. I'm going to tell you which vacation might be best for you coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40.
Rudy Giuliani here. Are you prepared for higher taxes, less benefits, and less money overall? If Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs, is your portfolio protected? If he raises corporate taxes, the stock market comes down, what are your plans? Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or monetarygold.com.
Today from 4 to 6 p.m., 77 WABC presents the NYC GOP mayoral primary debate, moderated by Dominic Carter. Join GOP candidates as they're asked the tough questions facing New Yorkers: crime, COVID, the economy, and more. Submit questions now. Watch the event live today from 4 p.m. at WABCradio.com/mayoral race. It's the first in a series of debates. 77 WABC presents the NYC GOP mayoral primary debate on New York's legendary talk leader, 77 WABC. This is the WABC Early News.
5:20, this is the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. Here's what's happening in the world of business. The opening bell rings this morning after all of the major indexes were slightly off yesterday as the 10-year Treasury yield hit its highest rate since January of 2020. The yield at one point yesterday hit 1.77%, its highest in 14 months. Optimism in the economic recovery seemed to be the reason for the rate climb, while companies looking for the economic rebound also saw some pretty significant gains yesterday. So to close, the Dow Jones dropped 104 points, the S&P 500 fell 13 points, and the NASDAQ lost 14 points. The ADP private sector jobs report for March will be out this morning, and analysts are expecting a surge over February. They're forecasting 495,000 private payroll jobs created this month, up from only 117,000 in February. The numbers will be out at 8:15 this morning. Pending home sales for February are due at 10 o'clock this morning. Housing industry experts see a 3.1% decline from January and a 9.5% increase over February of last year, Julia.
Okay, it is 51 degrees in the city. Rain is on the way. WABC Early News Time, 5:20. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, how cruise officials are going to keep you safe on the high seas. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute.
And I'm Deborah Valentine from the 77 WABC Early News Desk. More deadly violence. A 24-year-old fatally shot in his chest and face as he drove on the southbound Bruckner Expressway. This happened late last night in the Bronx. He's identified as Nelson Caban, and a blue sedan, believed involved, fled the scene. Well, rain's in the forecast for the Yankees' home opener against Toronto tomorrow, but the fans say they are excited to be allowed back at Yankee Stadium.
The Yankees getting ready to welcome more than 10,000 fans to the stadium for the first time since the pandemic. This fan says there's nothing like having people cheer in person.
The excitement, the people, the bars open, people screaming, Yankees, let's go to the celebration.
Fans need to show proof of a negative COVID test or proof of being vaccinated before being allowed inside the stadium. If you're going, you must wear a mask, except when eating or drinking. There will also be social distancing. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
And Juliet, no state budget deal just yet. Tomorrow, April 1 is the deadline for New York's governor, the state legislature, to pass the state spending plan. And Juliet has your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you very much, ma'am. It is going to be 63 degrees today, which sounds kind of nice, except for the fact that we're going to have cloudy skies in the morning and then periods of rain all through the afternoon. 90% chance of rain, so you can guarantee. Tomorrow, pretty much, I guess it's going to be the same thing, to be honest with you, except we're going to go down to 49 degrees. So from 63 today to 49 tomorrow, with light rain early on in the day and some high wind gusts possible. Friday, not so bad as far as the clouds go. We'll have some clouds, some sun, but we're also going to have some cold temperatures, 42 degrees on Friday. It starts to warm up on the weekend. Saturday, 56 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Sunday, 57 degrees with morning clouds and afternoon sun. And again, it is 51 degrees in Manhattan. Rain is on the way.
All right, the NYPD has a new chief of department. Rodney Harrison was sworn in yesterday after former chief Terrence Monahan retired earlier this year. Harrison has been in the department for nearly 30 years and previously served as chief of detectives and chief of patrol. We wish you the best, Chief Harrison.
Yes, we do. Two-thirds of the global disease experts around the world, they're not too optimistic, about the vaccines and how long they're going to last. So these surveyors interviewed about 77 epidemiologists, virologists, and infectious disease specialists. 18% say they think that it's going to happen where vaccines will start to become ineffective within 6 months against these new variants. 32 say it's going to happen within 9 months. And about two-thirds of the global disease experts say coronavirus variants will make vaccines ineffective within 1 year.
All right. Well, speaking of the coronavirus, New York City is teaming up with Google to ensure residents in public housing have access to a coronavirus vaccine. That means a vaccination site will open at the Fulton Community Center in Chelsea on April 7th, with Mayor de Blasio explaining NYCHA residents nearby will be prioritized. The clinic will be open Tuesday through Saturday and offer 200 appointments a day.
Interesting story. People in the Balkans area are flocking to Serbia to get a vaccine because apparently Serbia has had a lot of vaccine success. They've got the vaccines. They've been giving them out. The distribution has been going great. So people are coming in from Bosnia, Montenegro, Albania, North Macedonia, all hearing about the fact that Belgrade is giving out these vaccines. And unfortunately, a lot of these other countries in the Balkans are struggling with holdups and shortages. But Serbia trumpeting its success after securing vaccines from a host of suppliers.
Here is a story that may be right up your alley. A cast member of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is under arrest. Authorities say Jen Shah was indicted for allegedly running a fraud and money laundering scheme, which started in 2012 until it was shut down by the FBI earlier this month. She was arrested yesterday in Salt Lake City on the indictment out of New York City federal court.
All right. So her husband, Jen Shah's husband, apparently is a big football coach. I think he is he played football at the University of Utah. And I think now he is a coach there, as far as I understand. So yikes, that's not good. More than half of the worldwide vaccine doses have been administered, but they're in just four countries. More than half of the supply. India, China, the UK, and the US. And that's a concern because, you know, people who are watching this and virologists and all of these folks that are experts in this area are saying that this is going to be this sort of inequality and inequity is going to create a real problem with the pandemic because not enough people are going to be getting it and not enough places are going to have herd immunity.
That is a concern.
Microphone?
I don't know. But I don't know what's going on over at JFK because a man heading to New Jersey from Guyana was caught at John F. Kennedy Airport trying to bring dozens of small birds with him. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers say the man used his hair rollers to hide 29 finches Sunday. The birds were seized and the man was placed on a flight back to Guyana on Monday. He was not criminally charged.
Well, social media is erupting today. And can I just say that people's, I'm not going to say the word, but they do. Apparently, social media is erupting because of news that President Biden's dog, the 3-year-old adopted German Shepherd, Major, has nipped somebody again.
Oh,
now,
boy.
Allegedly, it's a nip. It wasn't like a hump, you know, not shaking chunks of skin off or anything like that.
No limbs removed.
No limbs removed. Apparently, without knowing any details, there are people on Twitter who are calling for him to be put down. The German Shepherd bit a National Park Service worker while he was out for a walk, according to the office of Jill Biden.
Mm, another Biden hostile to law enforcement. 527. I am joking. I'm not editorializing. I'm joking. There is a big difference. 527. A man who never jokes is the always serious Lou Adams with traffic and transit on the sevens.
That closure is still there in the East Bronx, 95 southbound after Westchester Avenue. All lanes are shut with an ongoing police investigation. You're diverted off at Westchester Avenue. Non-truck should go with the hutch. Accident in New Jersey, 78 eastbound after exit 12, blocking two lanes. And on the Verrazano, you still have construction closing the Staten Island bound lower level. Traffic sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Get personal loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. Rocket can, Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. It is 51 degrees, rain on the way. WABC Early News times 528. And coming up, Boston, New Orleans, LA, Chicago, for less than a grand.
Sounds pretty good.
All of those places for less than a grand, one trip. But first, Deb has your headlines.
A man convicted of murdering his own mother in 2002, Juliet, under arrest in Monday's attack of a 65-year-old Asian woman on 43rd Street in Manhattan. That attack right in front of 360 West 43rd Street, Hell's Kitchen, where the 65-year-old woman was brutally assaulted. Joanne Wu taking part in a rally outside that location yesterday. She is executive director of the Asian American Federation in New York City. Upset the building's doorman and another person did not come to the woman's aid.
So he could have gone out to offer assistance, to ask if she could call somebody, to call 911, to call an ambulance. Instead, he closed the door. He closed the door.
Coward! Coward!
Police yesterday charged 38-year-old Brandon Elliott with assault and hate crime charges. He's on lifetime parole. Following his release from prison in 2019, he was convicted of murdering his mother in 2002. New York's governor expected to sign legislation legalizing marijuana in the state. The state legislature okayed the legalization of marijuana for those 21 and up yesterday. New York City launching a major sanitation cleanup program. Services stopped, some of them during the pandemic. They are resuming. And New York City's sanitation commissioner is Ed Grayson. He talked about that yesterday during a press conference with Mayor de Blasio.
We'll be back out in force with additional resources on basket collections and a new program called the Precision Cleaning Initiative.
And Sunday pickups will be resuming as well. A new cleanup community van is also launching. Funding is made possible from the American Rescue Plan. Fox National headlines next.
Fox News. I'm Jill Nato. Some shocking images coming from inside cramped facilities housing migrants in Donna, Texas. Journalists were allowed in Tuesday and saw people stacked wall to wall.
Of the 4,000 being held in Donna, 3,400 are unaccompanied minors, and 39 of them have been held for at least 15 days. Now, right now, 250 to 300 unaccompanied kids are being taken into custody daily.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz confirms he's being investigated for a relationship with an underage girl But he denies that ever happened, telling Fox's Tucker Carlson he's being blackmailed.
A person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away.
The probe reportedly being conducted by the Justice Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hello, everybody. It is 51 degrees. WABC Early News time is 5:32. I'm Juliet.
I'm Frank Morano.
Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I heard you play the thing that I talked to you about at the end the show the other day.
That's
when I
right.
was telling you you have to stop saying yes to all of these requests to do
yes.
things. And you need to rest and relax.
I agree with you. The reason that I am looking for a little help from folks, and I've already gotten several helpful suggestions, is because I want to make that change, but it's one of those things that I feel like is easier said than done. I'm not sure.
This is what you do. Say no.
Okay.
Say, I need to sleep. Say, I go to work at 10 o'clock at night. I am working until 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm exhausted. No, I cannot do that. Anyway, let's talk about European riverboat cruises. I'm going to tell you about them. If you're stumped over how to make a European riverboat cruise happen during this ban on international travel, I have the alternative in your Jet Set Juliet travel update. But first, let's get to some headlines.
Wonderful. Well, there's quite a bit happening in terms of the news. And NYPD detectives temporarily shut down the Williamsburg Bridge at one point last night after calls came in about gunshots being fired between cars. It happened around 9:30 last night near Park Row, with authorities saying bullets were exchanged between a white Mercedes with a female driver and a white BMW with an unknown driver. Injuries have not been reported, but police are still looking for suspects.
Yeah, I got another letter, as I told you, from Governor Cuomo, right to my email. This time it's about college sports. Fans can head back to the stands to some degree. So venues that hold more than 1,500 attendees indoors, you can have 10% capacity. It's not that great, but venues that hold more than 2,500 attendees outdoors, you can have 20% capacity, but you have to show proof if you are going of a recent negative COVID test or prove you've had the vaccine.
The owner of a missing 19-pound cat discovered her missing feline in a place she never thought it could fit. Caitlin Wurtenberger found her kitty in her neighbor's chimney. The Union Gap Washington house has been vacant as it was under construction. It was only when the neighbors had returned that they heard the meowing and discovered Piper.
Oh, Piper. Cute Piper.
Yes.
The GOP firebrand from Florida, Matt Gaetz, is in potentially big trouble. You heard this just a moment ago. We'll just elaborate a little bit. Gaetz confirmed Tuesday that he is under investigation for sex crimes. The New York Times reporting that the DOJ is looking into whether or not he had some sort of sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. This would have happened about 2 years ago. And apparently this Department of Justice investigation started towards the end of the Trump administration late in 2020. Now, Gaetz says that he believes the investigation has something to do with an effort to extort him. According to the New York Times, the investigation into him is part of a broader probe into a guy named Joel Greenberg, who is a tax collector down in Florida and a former tax collector, actually, and a pal of Gaetz's, apparently. Greenberg is facing charges that include sex trafficking and pleaded not guilty.
And a North Carolina man is now a two-time lottery winner. Michael Ferry recently won $100,000 from a scratch-off ticket after winning $1 million just 2 years ago. He told state lottery officials he was very surprised to win big twice and chalked the win up to being lucky. Ferry's latest win is going to be going into his savings account.
Today, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments in a case that's tied to the NCAA's ability to limit benefits. This has been going on for like 12 years. Antitrust challenges to the NCAA's athlete compensation rules. I mean, we keep hearing about this year after year after year. But the NCAA says the compensation rules are necessary because they are preserving a version of sports that is different from the pros. And because of that, the rules should be allowed under antitrust laws. The group opposing this says there's no reason why the NCAA should be immune from the same antitrust rules that apply to everybody else, because the premise that the competition is always in the public interest. It goes on and on and on. So we'll see what happens if there's any sort of movement on that today in the Supreme Court.
5:37, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
Danger is still there on 95 in the Bronx, shut down southbound after Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation. And in Brooklyn, traffic starting to build up on the BQE, northbound up to Hamilton Avenue. It's getting busy on the LIE in Queens, westbound around Woodhaven Boulevard. In New Jersey, some slowdowns on the Turnpike, northbound on the Western Spur by the Vince Lombardi service area. Eastbound on 78 after exit 12, an accident still blocking two lanes. And on the Long Island Railroad, buses replaced the trains between Ronkonkoma and Greenport this morning because of track work. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. Frank is going fishing in his business report, not F-I-S-H, but P-P. COVID also has changed the way that we've traveled. I'm going to show you how that is a big benefit to people here in the United States.
This is the WABC Early News.
At 5:40, the opening bell rings this morning after all the major indexes were slightly off yesterday. The Dow Jones dropped 104 points, the S&P 500 fell 13 points, and the NASDAQ lost 14 points. Now, the IRS is warning college students to be wary of a new phishing scheme that makes them think they have a pending tax refund. Bad actors are using fake emails to impersonate the federal tax agency with subject lines like tax refund payment or recalculation of your tax refund payment. The IRS says it appears they are preying on educational institutions that use email addresses that end in .edu. False links ask taxpayers to provide a range of personal information, including Social Security and driver's license numbers. Juliet.
It is time now for your Jet Set Julia travel update. As you know, COVID has changed the way travelers are thinking. One of the biggest adjustments is actually a great thing for America. Since we can't travel to most places overseas, resorts that are accepting U.S. travelers seem to be upping their rates a bit. Not cool, Caribbean. But there is a bonus. The lack of international options and the sticker shock for some of the closer destinations like the Bahamas and the Caribbean is creating a demand for options domestically. And one of the realms benefiting from this is rail travel. The train world started getting buzzy actually even before COVID. In fact, in 2019, more people took to the rails than ever before in the U.S., but most travelers stay regional, you know, like going from New York to D.C., Philly to Boston, that kind of thing. Long-distance routes saw an increase in 2019 of only about a percentage point, but that is about to change. I want you guys to check out the transportation website. It's called Wanderoo. I'm going to have a link on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. They have a really cool map that shows how you can take a week-long loop around the country from coast to coast, north to south, for under $1,000. Now, most people, I imagine, would only want to do this if they could extend the trip a bit longer than a week, you know, get off and enjoy some of the country's coolest towns, including Boston, D.C., New Orleans, L.A., Seattle, Chicago, Cleveland, Albany, and back to Boston. If you think this might be the trip for you, you just head over to my Twitter, again, at Juliet Huddy TV, and I'm going to post a very cool and very helpful link. Another realm looking more attractive these days, and I've mentioned this a few times here on your Jet Set Juliet travel update, is river cruising. It's a more intimate type of vacation, and because you move at night, you tend to call it an evening earlier, which lessens the time that you're out drinking, excuse me, and perhaps forgetting all those social distancing and mask requirements. Right now, Americans are going to have a hard time taking the classic river cruises along the Danube or the Rhone because of travel bans. But the American riverboat cruises, are not only available, they're sailing right now. And I'm going to post a link on my Twitter so you can find out a little bit more about your local options. And by local, I mean rivers here in the United States. But if you are still clamoring for the big ships, the good news is they've all done a great job restructuring things so that you're traveling in a COVID-free environment. The changes include testing and health monitoring for crew, requiring vaccines and negative tests for both crew and passengers. There are new ventilation systems. They've got these ultrasonic foggers now and germ-killing UV lighting systems, just like the hospitals use, to sanitize all the public spaces and all the rooms. They're also developing protocols to stop outbreaks before they break out, including rapid contact tracing and isolation measures. Some of the smaller ships are now having a nurse on board, that kind of thing. So these ships, I've been kind of going back and forth with my husband about maybe wanting to take a cruise.
Under normal circumstances, are you a cruise couple?
Yes,
both of you.
Well, more so me, definitely. I actually really prefer the river cruises. I took one back in 2016, and it was an amazing experience. Much fewer people. You know, you get maybe 150 or so people. And just, it's just, I don't know, I just liked it more. It was slower.
No,
a little less crazy.
A river cruise has all the same things that a normal ocean lining cruise.
Not really. No. They're a lot smaller. There are not a lot of options to eat. There's not a lot of entertainment options. It's usually
great.
You find the people. No. It's great. I mean, I was there with my mom. We went on a Christmas markets cruise down the Danube for 12 days. We ended up, of course, the party girls ended up finding the two couples on the ship that were, you know, the wild couples. And we did everything with them. We went on all the tours with them. We would come back to the riverboat and go to the lounge immediately. And we were just living life.
Cool.
It was great. It was wonderful. You can find something that's right for you. And a lot of the different ships are, they kind of have different variations as far as excursions go and things
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. What's not to like?
I loved it. It was a blast. I do like the big cruises too. And they are safe. I would not worry about them COVID-wise. And that's Jet Set Juliet's travel report for
Wonderful.
Today.
Wonderful. Well, before we get to Sid Rosenberg and sports, let me tell you about this story. It looks like someone donated more than they meant to when they dropped off some clothes at an Oklahoma Goodwill, CNN reporting. Employee Andrea Lessing found $42,000 in cash wrapped between two sweaters in the donation bin. At first, she thought it was fake, but immediately reported it and got the money back to the original owner. The owner was so grateful. They gave Lessing a $1,000 tip. Lessing said she was motivated to do the right thing and return the money in order to be a role model for her daughter.
Good for her. Love that story.
Me too.
Man, I mean, what would you do?
I'd like to think I would do the same thing, but until you have $42,000 in cash in your hand, I don't know that you ever know how you'd react.
I would want to do the right thing, but I'd also think I have to do the right thing because there's probably cameras on me. They're trying to, they're busting me.
Exactly.
What would you do, Sydney?
Well, I'm keeping the cash.
Are
you
Why
nuts?
Did I even ask?
I'll give you back $1,000. I'll keep 41.
What's happening in the sports
world? All righty. We got the Final Four all set, Frank and Juliet. So exciting. Lucas Oil Stadium coming up in Indianapolis on Saturday night. We know the left side of the bracket. That was done the night before. Baylor will take on Houston. But two big games last night. Gonzaga remains undefeated. They blew out USC. They move on to the Final Four. And then it was the nightcap. UCLA and Michigan, two storied programs, and it ended like this.
There's the catch. Here's the shot. Wagner off the glass. No! Oh! It's over! And UCLA from the first four to the final four!
How about that? Visions of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, the Bruins are back in the final four. It'll be Baylor taking on Houston and Gonzaga taking on UCLA. NBA tonight, the Nets are back on the court. They'll host the Houston Rockets. Knickerbockers back on the court as well in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves. We did have hockey last night. The Rangers had a good night, beat the Capitals 5-2. Rangers still find themselves 5 points behind the Boston Bruins for the final playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. It was the Bruins getting those 2 points, beating the Devils last night by a final score of 5-4. But the big sports news is tomorrow is opening day. Yes.
Yeah.
May rain here in New York may spoil the Yankees' home opener against Toronto. That's set to go at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. The Metsies, they're in Washington. There'll be an ESPN at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, the Mets and the Nationals. And they're still talking about the Francisco Lindor contract extension. He wants $385. The Mets offered $325. Here's Mets superstar first baseman Pete Alonso on what he thinks.
I hope they pay him $400 million, and he's worth every penny of what he decides. And, again, that's his personal decision. But I think that he's a superstar. I've always known he was an unbelievable player, but the amount of intangibles that man has is special.
Like Christian Arnold says, he'd like a big contract like that, too. Pete Alonso, give the man $400 million. Now, that's a teammate, folks. With sports at 15 and 45, I'm Sid Rosenberg, and this is a WABC Early News.
5:47, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
We are still shut down on 95 in the Bronx. It is closed southbound after Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation. Non-truck should use the hutch. In New Jersey, big problem 78 eastbound after exit 12 with an overturned tractor-trailer blocking two lanes. Northbound western spur of the turnpike slow up to the Vince Lombardi service area. And this report sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. 51 degrees in Manhattan. It's going to rain today. We're going to get up to about 63 degrees. We'll have cloudy skies alternating with rain. Winds about 15 miles an hour. Not too bad, but again, the chance of rain 90%. Tomorrow, we're going to go from 63 today to 49 tomorrow. Also cloudy, light rain early on in the day, and we will have higher gusts of winds. We've been having those gusty days, seem to be pretty frequently. By Friday, the temperatures are going to sink down to 42 degrees for a high. We'll have clouds and sunshine intermixing throughout the day and some light winds. But by the weekend, things start to warm up. Saturday, we get to 56 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Sunday, 57 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun.
This is the WABC Early News.
5:50, this is the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. While playing a game of chess may take some time, it apparently doesn't take long to set up. David Rush of Idaho was able to set up an entire game with one hand in just 30.31 seconds. This beat out the previous Guinness World Record of 31.55 seconds. Rush, who has more than 150 Guinness World Records, began training to break the record over a year and a half ago. He also holds the two-person version of the record with his wife, Jennifer.
All right. Ron DeSantis is the governor of Florida, and he is angry. He has vowed to take executive action against what he calls completely unacceptable plans for vaccine passports in Florida. Now, the vaccine passport, as I've been telling you, is a document that literally shows pretty much nothing except the fact that you've been vaccinated, your name, and which vaccine. And it is going to allow us to return to activities like travel and concerts and shopping. So DeSantis is concerned about privacy and freedoms. But the fact is that these realms that I just mentioned, they are going to require us to be vaccinated. You're not going to be forced to attend a Metallica concert. You're choosing to do that. We also don't want a patchwork of different types of passports because that will get confusing. We want to have something that has been, that goes through one sort of, just one sort of funnel that can be used in other countries as well. And I think that's why President Biden wants to issue sort of one vaccine passport rather than a bunch of vaccine passports.
Is Governor DeSantis's objection to, what exactly is the objection?
Privacy fears, he says. And I don't understand that because, I mean, I guess, are we supposed to be concerned that we're telling people that we're vaccinated or not vaccinated?
I guess people might be concerned that, law enforcement could have access to their phone data or something like that. But I tend to agree with you. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. New Jerseyans now have 9 days to cast their ballots in person during early voting. Governor Phil Murphy signed a law yesterday which allows voters to cast their ballots at certain locations across the state up to 10 days before election day. The new measure will be in effect for the coming election in November.
Well, you've heard about these sort of medieval quarantine situations where, like, if you fly down to Australia, I mean, they've been dealing with the quarantine, the COVID very, very well. They pretty much have no cases anymore. And one of the reasons is because you have to go down there when you fly in. You have to quarantine for 2 weeks. You cannot leave your hotel room. Now, there is a similar quarantine in the UK. This has been a year of just major restrictions, lots of problems with the airline industry. They are desperate for travel to restart. And when they do, when it does, they want less risky destinations, you know, places where people have had their COVID shots, like the United States, like the United Kingdom. They want to be exempt from a requirement to quarantine. And apparently there's been some research commissioned by British Airways owner, Virgin Atlantic and others, other airlines, and they found that single on-arrival antigen tests. So when you get there, you take a test, a rapid test. They say that it is as effective as a 10-day self-isolation period in reducing imported cases of COVID-19.
Day three in the murder trial of former Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin begins later this morning. First up, the third witness who called 911 on the officers charged in George Floyd's death. The firefighter was off duty and one of six bystanders who testified yesterday.
This is such a great story. There was a guy in Michigan. He was doing some renovations on his old farmhouse. And he found in the walls a letter, among other things, dating back to 1886. It was still in its original envelope, and it was hidden in the baseboard of his home, actually, while he was doing the renovations. And so it wasn't just this historic letter. It was also other relics. Very interesting stuff, and I survived for 135 years and was in excellent shape. I mean, through the pandemic of the Spanish flu back in 1918, and the home itself was built in 1875. So this original man who wrote the letter had lived in it. I guess he was the original owner.
That's pretty
neat. Isn't
that cool? Absolutely. New York is only one step away from becoming the 15th state to legalize recreational marijuana. A bill is headed to Governor Andrew Cuomo's desk after passing both the Senate and Assembly yesterday. He said last night he looks forward to signing it.
It is 5:53 right now. A chocolate bar that was given to troops during the Boer War was found untouched in a helmet case. Actually, 121 years
later. Wow, that's anything but boring.
I know. Isn't that cool? Very funny. The helmet belonged to a guy named Sir Henry Edward Paston Bettingfield. He obviously served in the war. I mean, the Boer helmet is so cool looking, too.
Absolutely.
But the Second Boer War, the South African War, was fought between the British Empire and two independent Boer states over the empire's influence in South Africa.
Some on social media are questioning if recent disasters in Egypt, including a giant ship blocking the Suez Canal, are the results of an ancient pharaoh's curse. But archaeologists say no. They contend everything can be explained since it was revealed 22 royal mummies will move to a new museum exhibit on Saturday.
Fascinating. I know you saw this. Lydia sent it to us. Our breaking news over the night. I don't know how she was up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, it was some good radio on at that time.
Well, that's true. That's true. But she must have been partying or something like that. Because she doesn't stay up that late normally on a weekday.
Or partying or parenting.
Maybe both. Yes. Nickelodeon, apparently, not taking any chances. They have pulled an upcoming episode of SpongeBob SquarePants. I still don't understand what this SpongeBob is. Is he like a...
I don't know.
But he doesn't look like a sponge. He looks like a starfish.
Well, let's bring
in
our resident youth correspondent, Gabby, who clearly is an expert on this sponge.
SpongeBob is a sea sponge. That's what sea sponge is.
But why does he have pants?
Because if he didn't have pants, then I think you'd see something else that you don't really
want to
see
when you're
five.
Well, I have to be honest with you. He kind of resembles that something else. The whole thing is very weird to me. But the show is in its 12th season, but they've pulled this one episode due to a virus storyline that they say may upset viewers traumatized by the pandemic. The quarantined crab, quarantine beginning with KW, centers on this virus storyline, so they decided not to air it. A bikini bottom health inspector identifies a case of the clam flu at the Krusty Krab diner. I mean, they don't have diners under the sea either. This show is just really outrageous.
I don't think it's a documentary, Juliet. I haven't seen the show, but
you've got a sea sponge that walks around. He wears pants. He looks like a phallic symbol, and he goes to diners. It's very strange to me.
The diners, that's the problem.
Who has a diner under the water?
Again, it's not reality. It's just fun.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
5:57. We'll continue with Juliet's analysis of the problems with the realism in SpongeBob SquarePants.
But you know that he does resemble a phallic symbol.
I hadn't noticed that until you mentioned that.
Maybe it's his friend. I don't know. I got to look. I don't know what they're called.
All right.
What their names are.
Maybe we should ban this show altogether. It seems like this is a show worth canceling. All right. 5:57. Someone who refuses to be canceled
is the phallic symbol.
But
right?
I don't think that's SpongeBob. I think that's the other one.
Oh, the sponge is okay. What's the other guy then?
The other one, I don't know.
Squidward.
Squidward.
He's not a squid. Well, then what was I saying about the starfish? Oh, forget it.
All right. Patrick is the starfish.
Oh, there is a starfish.
Time for traffic. Okay.
5:57. There's always time for starfish when you're talking with Lou Adams. Hello, Lou.
In the Bronx, 95 remains shut down at Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation. Non-truck should go with the hutch. And in New Jersey, accident on 78 eastbound after exit 12 is blocking two lanes. Very slow on the northbound western spur of the turnpike up to the Vince Lombardi service area because of some late-running construction. It's getting busy in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound up to Hamilton Avenue. Traffic sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Ready to buy a new home but don't know where to start? Rocket can. Check out the Rocket Mortgage Home Buyer's Guide for articles, tips, and tools. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Kobe Bryant's oldest daughter has been accepted to USC. Natalia Bryant celebrated the news yesterday, and it was shared on Instagram. Her famous father never went to college and started his NBA career right out of high school.
Well, and just some bad news for folks. COVID can play havoc with men's love lives. Apparently, men who get infected with COVID have three times the risk of developing erectile dysfunction, according to University of Rome researchers. They examined the changes in fertility of 100 men. 28% who had COVID said that they were suffering with ED. In comparison, only 9% who had not had COVID experienced.
Christian, do me a favor, schedule that vaccination appointment right away. All right, we have a lot more news, traffic, business, sports coming your way, and an exclusive with Sid Rosenberg, who is off to go film the television program Gravesend. This is our last morning with Sid for some time, but he will join us to give us an exclusive preview of what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. And we have a whole lot more news coming your way.
Yes, we do. We will be right back. Stay with us. More news on Matt Gaetz and coronavirus data.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. This is the 77 WABC Early News, and we are your election headquarters. And tonight, we are going to kick off Republican debate season with the first Republican mayoral debate. Tune into this station from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. as Fernando Mateo takes on Curtis Sliwa. And you can submit questions by going to WABCradio.com.
That is fantastic. It's going to be very interesting to watch what happens. And so spicy because, you know, you've got the whole, you've got the Curtis crew, and then you've got the Fernando crew,
very
including the family of John Catsimatidis. There's a little bit of a riff there.
That's right. A Catsimatidis civil war,
yes.
So it will be interesting.
Yeah, so will Andrea Catsimatidis be there? I'm sure she will.
I don't know. That's a good question. I would imagine. I mean, she is the chairperson of the most prominent borough that has endorsed Fernando Mateo, and it happens to be in a radio station that her family owns. I would assume she's going to be there, but I don't know.
Very interesting to watch what happens. Also, we're going to talk about some concerning information from virologists and epidemiologists when it comes to the COVID vaccines, and also, are you lonely? It could cause you physical troubles later in life.
I am not surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, if you are having trouble getting to work today, hopefully Lou Adams can help because we've got traffic and transit on the sevens. Hello, Lou.
Good morning. We have several major traffic headaches out there. 95 southbound in the Bronx is closed at Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation. In New Jersey, northbound western spur of the turnpike jammed into the Vince Lombardi service area with late running construction, and eastbound on 78 after exit 12, it's an overturned tractor trailer that is blocking at least two lanes. Slow traffic in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound up to Hamilton Avenue, and on the Long Island Railroad, buses replace the trains between Ronkonkoma and Greenport this morning because of track work. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Lou. 51 degrees in Manhattan. It's going to rain today, and it's going to rain pretty steadily throughout the day. We'll have cloudy skies in the morning. Then the rain begins. Chance of rain is 90%, so guaranteed it's going to happen. So we go from 63 today down to 49 for a high tomorrow, and the rain will continue on tomorrow. Chance of rain, 60%. We'll also be dealing with these high wind gusts that we've been seeing a lot lately. On Friday, things get better as far as the sun comes out, but the temperature drops even further down to 42 degrees. It's going to get to 32 down on Friday night. But by Saturday, things will shoot up into the 50s, the high 50s. We'll have mostly sunny skies. Sunday, pretty much the same thing. I'll be a tad bit warmer, 57 degrees, and maybe some clouds rolling in there.
A com- Sorry.
No, I was going to say, and again, 51 degrees.
Well, and certainly. So it looks like Friday we could be in store for a good Friday. Am I right?
That is, yeah.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. A company founded by radio personality Dave Ramsey says it's fired at least 9 employees in recent years for having premarital sex. Tennessee-based Ramsey Solutions made the claim in a court filing earlier this month. The consulting firm is being sued by a former employee who says she was fired because she was pregnant. Caitlin O'Connor filed a lawsuit last year and called her firing sexual discrimination. Ramsey Solutions responded this month and said O'Connor was fired for violating its righteous living policy. The company said at least 8 others had been fired in recent years for violating the policy, including 5 men. It stressed the policy does not allow employees to engage in premarital sex.
How do they know? I mean, I know the pregnant person. That makes sense.
I don't know. I guess they're investigating what's going on.
Speaking of medieval.
But Dave Ramsey, of course, used to be on this station. Currently, he's heard on WOR.
Okay. 2/3 of the global disease experts think that coronavirus variants, all of these sort of little offshoots of the regular coronaviruses, are going to make vaccines ineffective within 1 year. 2/3 of these epidemiologists, virologists, and infectious disease experts. They also say 18% of them say that they think it's going to occur within 6 months. 32% say that it will occur within 9 months. Well, basically, the vaccine that you have is going to be obsolete. Another 18% said that vaccines would be ineffective within 2 years. That is not good news.
Sounds like why bother getting the vaccine?
Well, we got to just keep getting vaccines. I don't know. At least it lasts at some point.
The deputy chief of U.S. Border Patrol says he's housing 4,100 migrants inside a facility in Donna, Texas, approved for about 250 during the coronavirus pandemic. Raul Ortiz says he has no choice because Health and Human Services does not have a place for them to go. Thousands of migrant children have illegally crossed the border, leading to the current surge. Federal officials have set up temporary shelters in a number of cities to process the children and set them up with families as they await their day in court.
Well, thousands of folks from the Balkans are temporarily migrating over to Serbia. It's interesting. People from Bosnia, Montenegro, Albania, and North Macedonia apparently have heard that Belgrade, Serbia, has a serious stock of vaccines, all different types of vaccines. And it's actually true. You know, a lot of these countries that I just mentioned, they've been struggling. They've been dealing with holdups. They've been dealing with lack of supply. But Serbia, not at all. So that's really interesting. Also, more than half of the worldwide vaccine doses have been administered in just 4 countries, including India, China, the UK, and the US. There are concerns that that kind of inequity is going to extend the pandemic globally.
A guitar used by Elvis during his 1968 comeback performance is being sold for $625,000. GWS Auctions revealed the price yesterday of the red Hagstrom Viking II guitar that was made available to the highest bidder about 2 weeks ago. Presley used the guitar in the show that marked his return to music after focusing on his movie career for 7 years. With the exception of a year where it was displayed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the 90s, the guitar has widely been out of public view since that 1968 performance.
You an Elvis fan?
I am, actually.
Are you?
Yes. You're not?
No.
Love him.
What's that song? A little something. What's that
song? I need a little more than
this magic moment.
No, that was not
a little.
You have Love Me Tender.
No,
Heartbreak
it,
Hotel.
It's a little
Shake, Rattle and Roll.
I'll look it up.
Jailhouse Rock.
Somebody Google it for me, please.
Well, a little. What are we going to Google?
Little. It's called a little something.
A little something.
Less conversation.
Yes. Thank you. A little less conversation about not knowing what the song is, please. I said it begins with a little.
Well, but what about that song?
I like that song.
Okay, well, that actually, the popular version of that song was remixed and released about 18 years ago, almost 30 years after he died.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, playa. All right, there's a new Biden approval poll out. He is doing well when it comes to handling the pandemic. 65% say he's doing a good job there. They're not happy, however, with his handling of the border crisis. Only 34% say he's doing a good job there. I had a heart attack there. That was weird. 52%.
You can't believe that 34% people.
Like,
why?
I was choked. 52% of those surveyed said that he is doing a good job overall. That is a little bit up from last poll. As far as Trump voters go, they are not happy with him. They say 30% say that they approve of Biden's COVID policies. The rest, I'm guessing, say They don't.
Massachusetts General Hospital is launching a study into whether psychedelic mushrooms can be used to treat mental illness. The study will be conducted by Mass General's newly formed Center for the Neuroscience of Psychedelics. The center will use advanced imaging technology and neuroscience to study how psychedelic experiences impact the brain. The goal is to determine if the mushrooms can treat illnesses that include depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress disorder.
I am so excited for Sid Rosenberg and his debut, his Hollywood debut, although it's going to be down in Florida first and then Gravesend,
Hollywood,
Brooklyn.
Florida.
But yeah, that this is Gravesend. It's a big show and you're going to be playing a role on it. Like, is it going to be a feature, like a recurring role?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Again, I'll be shooting about 3 or 4 episodes down in Miami, 3 or 4 more in Brooklyn. And I don't think the writer, creator, director, William DeMeo, wants to kill me off because we promote this show so much on this station. You two do a great job, too. I've had so many actors from the show on the station that if he kills me off, it's
more.
Over.
We ban
him.
Right. We ban
right.
those actors.
So I think I'm good for season 3.
Well, see, you're so in with him. Hook me up, man. I want to
absolutely.
I be like a reporter.
No, I'm being
serious.
You can
like
be
that.
In.
Yeah.
He keeps asking
don't
me. Do you have any friends who want to be in it?
Oh,
I'm like,
my
yeah.
God. Are you kidding me?
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn will talk in May. I'm being serious.
I'm.
Gabby wants
to. I'm being serious.
Also.
Gabby
too.
Wants to be in it too?
Yes.
She can play my daughter.
You're in. I got half the Housewives in it coming up in.
Do you
in,
really?
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
My Lord in heaven.
Big Frank is going to be a bouncer. He's huge, Frank.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
I don't know about that. All right.
No good?
I don't know if I have a bouncer's level of intimidation.
No, not you, buddy.
Oh, good.
Okay. not
Frank
not
Catania,
Frank.
Not Frank Morano.
Look at that ego of him. It's all about you.
I know. He's like, I don't know if I can be a bouncer.
What
gives you that idea? You're cute, though. You're very cute.
Yeah, you're adorable.
I wish I could say the same. All right, 6:15, what's happening in the world of sports?
You do look very, very nice today. Talking about mobsters, Gianni Russo was in here for 90 minutes last night. There's a very entertaining guy and a wannabe with a capital W. Anyway, the Final Four is all set for Saturday night. We are in. Gonzaga last night beat USC 85-66. They remain undefeated. The overall number one seed moves on to Final Four action, and they'll take on UCLA, who got the late night upset. They beat Michigan 51-49. So your two games on Saturday night, Lucas Oil Stadium, Indianapolis feature. Baylor taking on Houston and Gonzaga taking on UCLA. The championship game will be Monday night at 9 o'clock. Now, let's get to baseball. Opening day tomorrow. Yankees and Blue Jays in the Bronx. 1 o'clock start. Gerrit Cole on the mound for the Yankees. Weather permitting, it is supposed to rain tomorrow. Metsies start the season tomorrow night in Washington against the Nationals. ESPN game. Jacob deGrom becomes just the 4th Mets starter to start 3 consecutive opening days. Tom Seaver, Dwight Gooden, Johan Santana, and now Jacob deGrom.
Yeah, it's a huge honor. You know, I've said it before, every time I'm able to put this uniform on, I'm honored. You know, I'm thankful to be able to play the game that I love for a living, and then to be the opening day starter is a huge honor for me. And, you know, it's still a day and a half away, but I'm already nervous, so looking forward to it.
Best pitcher in baseball. Rangers beat the Capitals last night 5-2. Big night for Adam Fox. Here's Ranger coach David Quinn on Fox's performance.
This guy's special. And, you know, not only the way he creates offense, but I think an underrated part of his game, and I know I've said this a lot, is how he defends and how he competes and how hockey tough he is.
Rangers now 5 points behind the Bruins for the last playoff spot inside the East Division. The Bruins got 2 points last night. Beat the Devils 5-4. The Nets, they'll host Houston later on tonight on Flappish Avenue, and the Knickerbockers in Minnesota for the Timberwolves. Sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Lou Adams.
We still have 2 big traffic headaches in New Jersey, starting on the western spur of the turnpike, northbound at the 18W tolls with an accident, eastbound 78 still jammed after exit 12 with an overturned tractor trailer, in the Bronx, southbound 95 still closed at Westchester Avenue with that ongoing police investigation, and in Queens, the westbound LIE is busy at Woodhaven Boulevard, traffic sponsored by Exergen, accuracy matters. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Lou Adams on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Lou. And from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, here is your weather report. 51 degrees currently in Manhattan. It's going to get up to about 63 degrees today with lots of rain, 90% chance of rain. So unfortunately, it's going to be a pretty lousy day. Tomorrow, pretty much the same thing, although it's going to be colder, 49 degrees. Rain showers early, overcast skies in the afternoon. I think you're going to be okay, Sid, to get out. I think your flight's going to be fine. Friday, we'll have 42 degrees, so we're just getting colder and colder. But we will have some sun in the afternoon, increasing clouds, though, later on. Saturday and Sunday looking decent, high 50s or so, sunny skies, a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday, but not so bad. Not so bad on the weekend. I guess we can look forward to that.
Absolutely.
It'll be very nice, sunny, 80-something.
See everybody in their pretty little Easter dresses. That'll be fun.
Yes.
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 All right. Well,
you sounded like Joe Biden just now. I got to be honest.
And you,
I am not going to take that as a compliment. Well, come on, man.
Take it however you want.
Come on, man.
It's full of malarkey. All right. Very quickly, let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. Stock indexes off a bit yesterday with the Dow Jones Industrial dropping 104 points, the S&P 500 falling 13 points, and the NASDAQ falling 14 points. The federal government is rejecting Amazon's request to install cameras to watch ballot boxes for a high-stakes union election in Alabama. Over 5,000 workers at an Amazon facility were eligible to vote to join the retail, wholesale, and department store union. If successful, workers in Alabama would establish the first ever labor union at a U.S. Amazon facility. Amazon staunchly opposes the union and has previously tried to delay the election. Vote counting started yesterday, but an outcome is unlikely to be reached for several days.
All right, let's get over to the big star himself, Hollywood, a.k.a.
I love that.
Ferris, a.k.a. Sid Rosenberg.
Well, good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
We have a nice show today. We've got, bring on a Republican who's not, he has not been invited to debate, the big debate coming up here later on today, Curtis Sliwa versus Fernando Mateo, and Bill Pepitone, whose Uncle Joe was a big star for the New York Yankees.
Wow, yeah.
Big star. Chicago Cubs as well. Bill is running. Unfortunately, nobody knows.
Well, they will now.
Bill is not running as a Republican. He's running as a third-party candidate.
Is that true?
Yes.
He was initially, when he came out with me and Bernie weeks ago, a Republican.
Right.
He's changed since.
Well, I mean, he didn't get endorsed by anybody. And I
he did. He got endorsed by some union,
well,
I guess.
Well, he got endorsed by the Conservative Party.
That's correct,
so
yes.
So that's where he's going to be.
See, he knows the whole thing here, Frank.
Yeah, I mean.
So we're bringing him on today because we felt badly for the guy. His uncle was a Yankee hero.
Absolutely.
He's going to do well on Staten Island?
No. I mean, he's going to get less than 1% of the vote. But, I mean, he's a Staten Islander. I'm all for hearing from Staten Islanders.
Oh, is that where he lives?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So Bill's going to come on today. And then Emma Reckenberg is her name. You know, I do the Newsmax shows quite a bit. Most of the time, I do the 9 to noon show. And that features a kid named Sean Craseman and a lovely young lady named Emma Reckenberg. So Emma's going to be on today. We do a Newsmax host every week. And I got a text yesterday from Greg Kelly. I think I told you this. But Greg texted me. No, he was on the air with me a couple of weeks ago when Bernie was on vacation. And the conversation was over. Hey, Greg, you're great. 1-3 here, Newsmax. He said, well, don't hang up. Which very rarely happens, as you know. He said, listen, I see your pictures on Instagram. You're in fantastic shape. He goes, COVID put a couple of pounds on. I need your help. I said, Greg Kelly is asking me for help? He's on the air. You can't believe it, right?
No.
Texted me again last night. We're going to meet at the gym next Thursday. And I start training Greg Kelly officially next Thursday.
But please take video of this.
It's going to be on Newsmax.
In fact, I'll show up and take video myself.
But, the thing that I understand is Greg Kelly's father, even though he's in his late 70s, he has arms like Lou Ferrigno.
He does.
If Ray Kelly was my dad, I would be thinking that that's the first person I would turn to for training tips.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you look great.
He might be a little busy. I don't know. I mean, well, not that you're not busy, but...
I don't think Ray wants to do it. I think Ray is probably tired.
He doesn't like Greg?
No, they get along, Greg. Actually, when Greg did his first show here on ABC weeks ago, Ray was his first guest, and it was very, very cute. I know you know Greg, so that'll happen next Thursday. We'll get some video of that. That'll be fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
And then we have somebody else on today. I forgot who it is, but it doesn't matter. I'm already halfway to Miami.
Your mind is in Miami. Your mind is on the plane at this point.
I bet you when Sid comes back, he's going to be one of those indoor sunglasses people.
Oh, I'm
can't
just
you see?
We're going to get the directive. Don't look him in the eye. Guys, don't look him in the eye. You know, don't compliment him. Just get on with your work and let him do his
indoor
thing.
Indoor sunglasses, Rosie.
Oh, completely.
It could happen.
Hollywood.
It could happen. We'll see how it goes. But I love you both. I'm going to miss you guys.
So. We'll miss you.
Have a great week, and I'll text you from Florida, let you know how it's going.
Yeah, hook me up with the, I'm free. I'm around. You're happy to do it. I would like a recurring role.
You're frankly, in.
And I'd like to play somebody very angry.
You just went from, I'll take any role
get.
Now you want to write your own script.
I do want my own, yeah.
You want your own thing.
Yeah, I want to be a psycho.
These negotiations are not going well for the Red Zone people at this
point. I want to be a psycho. Can I be a psycho?
Can you be a psycho?
Like, I want to be like a lady killer type.
You want to be somebody's kumar?
I want to yell at whatever.
Whatever.
I don't want any love scenes, though.
No love scenes. Right. I was also told no love scenes for me either, so that's fine.
Those are the only scenes that Sid says he doesn't want to use a stunt double. All right. Thank you, Sid. Have fun. We will miss you.
So excited for you.
Absolutely. Traffic and Transit coming up at 6:27 with Lou Adams.
I want to give this story really quickly. Sad news for sad folks. People who say that they're constantly lonely during their midlife years are at higher risk for cognitive decline later in life. Researchers studied older Americans between older Americans between the ages of 45 and 64. Those who said that they often felt lonely were more likely to go on to develop dementia and Alzheimer's. But the interesting thing is, those who said that they were always lonely, but then they kicked that feeling, ended up being less likely to suffer from dementia than those who said that they were never lonely. Huh. Maybe it's that fighter, you know, like you've got that fighter in you. I don't know. Still, they hope this information is going to help tailor interventions to prevent loneliness.
Let's hope so. New Jersey is giving students and teachers a virtual option come the fall. This comes after Governor Phil Murphy said he fully expected students to return to classrooms and school districts would not be allowed to offer online courses. But in a TV interview, Murphy said these expectations don't include people with immunity issues, allowing them to have options. Murphy explained he meant schools would be offering full in-person learning to those who are not at risk.
I think you need to move to Ireland, Frank, because it's the first European country that's come up with a very crafty scheme. They're turning Irish pubs into remote working sites. Yeah. Under this post-pandemic plan, they're trying to give, you know, workers a chance to get out into space, into the rural areas of Ireland. So they're making, among other things, pubs designated work areas.
I think rather than my move to Ireland, we should adopt that here in New York State.
I think
that's delightful.
Hey, why not?
All right. Well, Juliet, this has been a delight
the last 90 minutes.
And I will see you tomorrow.
You are delightful, and I will see you tomorrow, and everybody else. We'll talk to you later.
And if you want to follow what we're doing, join the 77 WABC Early News Instagram page. Just search 77 WABC Early News. The Bernie and Sid Show featuring Bill Pepitone is coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.